This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. COVID-19 hospitalizations have reached their highest level since the pandemic began. But if there's any good news, the numbers have leveled out a bit in recent days. In the last week, out of the total number of tests, fewer of them are positive, which is a good sign. But state officials are most concerned about what happens a couple of weeks from now, when the effects of Thanksgiving get-togethers could show up. Not everything is down during the pandemic. Home construction is up big, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
In Colorado, permits to build single-family homes are up almost 12% this year compared to last. Apartment permits are down, but only less than 2%. Colorado is outperforming the rest of the U.S. in demand for new housing. That's partly because Colorado's economy has weathered the pandemic better than most. And economists welcome the construction of new homes. New supply will help alleviate the extraordinary price gains in the Denver area, where records are falling monthly. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
This weekend marks the 156th anniversary of the Sand Creek Massacre, and today a ceremony will be held at the National Historic Site on the Eastern Plains. In 1864, the U.S. Army attacked Cheyenne and Arapaho people, murdering more than 200 of them, driving their families out of Colorado. 2014 marked the first time a Colorado governor apologized for what happened. And from Denver, you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.